What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Skiddity scat, rickety rat, boobadoo-boo.
Boobadoo-boo.
Yeah.
Boobadoo-boo indeed.
Oh, I'm red.
I like
that. That was a
it.
Full surprise to me, man. You get one shot.
Yeah. Do not miss your chance.
Don't throw it away.
And
welcome
you did
in.
It.
I got an 8 out of 10 from Al Borland.
Yeah, I like that.
Little non-traditional ending.
Look, you
to
gotta,
this cat.
You got to close strong and boobity boop. It's going to get it done.
Welcome, man. This is episode 250.
Oh, 250.
50. I'm 250. Welcome, man. Would you rather? What's the difference? And we are drafting the worst animals to be reincarnated as on today's show, which should be very interesting.
Yeah, we're going to body some animals today.
There's some choices out there that, you know, if you're rolling the dice, so to speak, you wouldn't want it to land on, well, we'll get to it. But and then there's ones, I mean, we're not, I guess we'll eventually, maybe we'll do the other draft, so I can't even hint at that, but.
The best?
Yeah, there, I mean, there's some animals I'd really love to give it a go.
Absolutely.
I feel like we would just draft nonstop hawks.
I was going to say eagle.
I know. Of course. The entire draft is just like, what bird do you want to be?
Is the bald eagle the coolest bird in the world?
The California condor.
Ew.
What?
That's the dumbest animal ever.
I think the condor is the largest flying
animal. It's disgusting.
I don't want to be that. I want to be the...
It's on my list for today.
I want to be the hawk that does the dive bomb. Where you're going like over 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, or like a falcon.
Yeah. Because
you can go really fast.
I don't remember what...
Oh, my gosh. Sounds like we need a coolest bird draft. Yeah. You're looking at the old condor.
I had no idea that a condor was this ugly.
I mean, it's one of those...
I mean, that face is... Wrong. It's just...
All right, I'm on it.
Yeah, no, I mean... And
neither of you know how ugly they are?
No, I just knew that it was a giant bird, but their face is inappropriate. That is...
Yeah, my Google filter is blocking it, actually. Yeah.
It blurs the face of all the condors.
Yeah, you do not want to Google California condor. Goodness.
Safe search is on.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Welcome, man, at Spitballers Pod.
I had no idea. Yeah, I thought this was a big, beautiful hawk.
You liked the wingspan you had heard about.
Yeah.
You didn't realize it had such a...
No, I would not want to live with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Face that only a mother could love.
I don't think a mom's loving this. No way.
No, that's what it got in wingspan it made up for an ew.
This is the ugliest thing. I mean, this is terrible audio. I realize that, but
everyone's
pull out your phone, be safe, but just you gotta look at this California condor. It's gross, man.
You did a quick swap there.
Yeah, well, I saw it.
Now you know why it's in the draft today.
Oh, man, I know what the 101 is.
It's in the
Goodness
list.
Gracious.
All right, let's get going.
Would you rather?
I can't get past it.
Ear holes just open to the world.
Just cavities. They're like, do you want some ears? Nah.
Just put a hole here.
Put a hole.
Should we cover that up? No.
What should we do with your neck? Ah, you don't want to know. You don't want to know what we're going to make your neck do. Oh, man.
But you'll be able to fly.
Yeah. Some trade-offs.
And that's the key. Get it to a distance where you couldn't make out its face.
Our chat is just blowing up with pictures of these California condors, and it's bad.
It's got a very smooth neck.
Yeah.
Man. We're into a segment now, right, Al? How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Noah from the website, would you rather only be able to clean yourself by jumping in a lake? So no soap or shampoo. You just jump in and get out?
Just on natural.
You can swim around, scrub if you want. But
oh, you can, but just no soap, no shampoo, jump in a lake.
Is it really scrubbing?
I think I think you get a little bit of dirt off. Or have full access to soap and shampoo, but only be able to clean yourself using your hands in a 2-gallon bucket of clean water.
So
we've got to deal with one issue first.
Leeches?
Okay, two issues, right? Like, clearly Leach is up there. But I was thinking, so we live in Arizona, and there is actually a lake, but it is...
It's a ways away.
It's a ways away. Yeah. So it's like...
Well, you got those community park lakes you can go to.
Are those lakes?
Yeah, those are lakes. They're man-made lakes.
Are they... But what's the water situation in
there? It's very shallow. I wouldn't jump in from a high distance. Well, I guess,
and then they keep fish in there, so it's not just nasty
I'm just
water.
Saying if you don't want to drive up to Lake Pleasant.
It's also public. There's a problem with public bathing.
You'll have to go swimsuit.
I'd say for this question, Lake Pleasant is in your backyard. You could just go outside in your backyard and jump in Lake Pleasant.
But you have to deal with the temperature.
You're also going to smell.
Lake.
I mean, lakes smell. You get out of lake water, you smell.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
Are there lakes that don't smell?
I mean, Lake Tahoe doesn't smell.
Okay.
Because it's so deep and pure. But most lakes, you're going to come out smelling like a lake, man.
Hey, Michigan boy, how about the Great Lakes? Are they stinky up there?
Yeah.
Is it a great stink?
There's some stank up there.
There's some stank.
What?
Yeah. Because things grow in lakes.
Is it the sea life? Or not sea, but the lake life? Is it like the fish? Are they making it smell up there?
No idea.
The fish and the bacteria and the algae and the moss and the... You ever been to... there's some lakes up north and the urine.
Mm-hmm.
Not just from us, but from the fish. They be peeing.
Yeah, of course. Where are they supposed to go?
Yeah, they don't. I mean, they don't have a spot. But so you're going to smell like a lake a little bit. The bucket of water thing, I think I'd go with that one. It's not... 2 gallons...
I could get it done.
I think I could get it done. I'd have a habit, and once again, we'd be talking about, you know, you get your pits and your privates, and you're moving on.
Yeah, this I think this is actually a pretty easy answer.
Going bucket.
Yeah, you got to go bucket. You got to go soap. And if you just have a rag.
It just says clean water.
No rag. The question says just your hands.
That is true.
All right, fine. But
I just use my hands anyways.
Yeah, but you have an endless supply of water that you can rub your hands through.
Yeah, that comes out at water pressure that I don't have to pour on myself.
Exactly. So that makes the hands a little harder. Like, because I'm thinking of rag, you dip it in there, and then
you're
fine.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let's say you have the 2 gallon bucket of water. Okay. I'm thinking about process here. I'm going to want, personally, some sort of final splash.
Yes.
So how I'm going to have to conserve water up until
half.
The final. That's what I think. And do you go over the top for the final splash?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
In the hair and everything, huh?
The problem is the final splash, if you know.
If you miss.
If you haven't really, you're going to be soapy all day.
Well, do we get soap?
Yeah.
Oh, full access to soap and shampoo. Okay.
So that one, you got soap scum. Or just soap residue. Not scum. Well, I don't know why that's commercials coming out.
It's still the way to go. I'm taking the bucket.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. John from Patreon writes in, you now have free travel for life.
All right.
Which I just brought this up the other day. There was a guy that bought a all-time pass in the 80s, and it's 2 round-trip tickets for free on any flight ever. And he's flown for like 35 years, taking people with him, going to lunch in Hong Kong and coming back that night.
Yeah.
First class. So free travel for life, but you must choose. Would you rather have unlimited air travel, but sitting coach in the very back of the plane, or unlimited bus travel via a private luxury tour bus?
I'm taking that bus, baby.
I am in the camp.
That's a long time, though, man.
You're not going internationally, clearly.
Correct.
I mean, that you have chosen to go domestically to your destinations of choice. So you lose that.
Well, some of it. You can't go to like Europe, but go to Canada. You can go down to South America.
If trains were renewed as a form of transportation in this country.
Yeah.
And it was Hogwarts Express style. Mm-hmm. I get a cabin.
Yeah.
I want to be in a plane or a train that gives me a cabin.
Yeah.
Give me a cabin.
Well, you just got it. It's a luxury bus. It's a giant.
Am I driving it?
No, you don't
then
drive.
Then I'm going with the bus.
Yes. Of course, because like imagine this, okay? So the downside is speed. Right,
yeah.
The downside is speed.
Where are you wanting to go?
You know,
probably
if I go to California,
bus accidents.
That's easy. Well, let's take accidents out. But let's say, okay, the problem is speed. I want to go to Florida. Right, we're in Arizona. It's going to be a lot longer. Do you want to know what just happened to my trip? It got better. It got better.
Did it?
Yes, because I'm on a luxury cabin bus.
Would you like to guess how many hours of driving it takes to get from Arizona to Florida?
I'm going
to
guess
that's gotta be
21.
I'm going to go more than that.
33.
Yeah.
Sounds like I got 33 hours to party.
That's a long time, man.
You're going to get bored domestically. I think you're going to be, we're going to be sitting coach in the plane.
Yeah,
hitting up Europe for free just for fun to go get some beignets or something over in France.
So you're saying you want an international trip to get a beignet sitting squished next to two people?
I want the option.
Yeah. And if you're going to Florida,
look, you can go to Louisiana and get yourself a beignet. See you in like a week.
Florida is what? Like a 3.5-4 hour flight?
Yeah.
Dude, just knock it out. I mean,
you're saying you think you can get some habits, like flight habits, that would make coach more tolerable?
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
the back of the plane's bad, right?
Yeah. No. The back of the plane is fine. It's just you have to wait forever once you've taxied and everyone's getting out of the plane. It's like an extra 15 minutes on the plane.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But that's whatever. But you're right by the bathroom, which.
That's a downside.
No,
bro.
See, in most cases, I think that's better.
Until someone decides to have themselves an emergency landing.
If someone shouts, I'm going to wreck it, and then steps into the bathroom.
Is that what they say now?
That's what you have to say.
You're required to say that?
You got to let the back of the plane know what's about to happen.
That's like that guy that went into that Home Depot. Yeah. I'm fixing to blow this place up.
And he got arrested.
The bomb squad got called.
Was that ever on Is This Real Life for the show?
I think we talked about it, but I don't think it was
just
on that
quick summary. There was a gentleman that made a comment going into a Home Depot bathroom that he was about to blow this place up.
I'm fixing to blow this up.
And he meant he was going to wreck the toilet, and the police got called as a bomb threat.
Yeah.
Which is just...
And Home Depot did not press charges.
Oh, man, good for them.
Distinction.
I'm glad. I'm glad they saw.
But some of the patrons in the bathroom with them did press charges due to...
Give me the flights.
Yeah.
So I need a little bit of clarity on the luxury bus, because in my mind, what I saw is like what...
It's got the Taj Mahal driving down the road.
Well, you know, what like bands...
It's one of those oversized buses, yeah.
But inside, it's not just a bunch of seats, right? And comfortable.
No.
This is like
there's a lay down. You can go to sleep. You can watch Netflix.
Yeah, okay.
On your Starlink.
Yeah, this is a party.
Now does
that would be nice.
I think the way that I know a tour bus is like the beds are just like the stacked little nooks. This isn't a giant mattress in the back.
If I get to design
like an RV,
if I get to design the interior of this bus, then I'm taking the bus.
I'm sure that they exist.
Yeah. I've got a king bed.
It's a
right in the
call.
Middle, but it's round.
I would take trains everywhere. If I got a cabin.
Yeah.
And I got fed food. Like what happened? What happened to this world? Trains were cool.
Yeah.
And you know what else was cool? Architecture. We don't do that anymore either.
Yeah, I'm
seeing Al shaking his head.
I'm with you on that.
He's thinking, you know what? I want a building to look cool. Because why?
Because
not because
it's
cheap, because I want to make it look cool.
Yes, I'm with you on that one.
And I want to take a train to go see that building.
You can't. Trains still exist.
Lies.
No, they do not.
Oh, yes, they do.
Tell me where I could take a train here in Arizona.
Okay.
You can't take trains here.
AZ train station.
But
Amtrak stations in Arizona. Looks like we have several.
But not with cabins.
Amtrak, is that
that's
nice?
Just,
or
that's
is
like I think there's nicer Amtrak trains. I don't know.
What's the choo-choo sound like? Do we get a real authentic choo-choo
you...
on those? Or is it more of a...
Yeah, it's more of a diesel.
Yeah, I want some magic here. I want the Hogwarts Express taking me places.
Well, trains do look different than that now. But I'm telling you, they're available.
Someone tell me why you can't do this in a plane.
Do which?
Because I know we're trying to stuff as many people in the cabin to make it affordable.
Oh, you can. You certainly can. Have you not seen like the
But like the whole plane
the Dubai planes?
The whole plane should just be cabins that you buy.
Sure.
Like a cruise ship.
Yes, and they could do that, but your seat is going to be I don't know what $20,000 a seat.
What if we make the planes as long as trains are? I mean, that would take runways to a new level.
I mean, Howard Hughes tried that, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Old, what, Spruce Goose?
Just a little disappointed in our lack of sophistication nowadays.
Yeah.
We can't appreciate nothing.
Yeah, that's because they
got
to make that.
I'm going to grow up.
We got to make that shmoney.
And I'm going to build a cool building.
You're going to grow up.
I'm going to grow up, and then that's what I'm going to do when I grow up.
You're going to build a cool building.
Yeah, that people
What's
like,
going to be inside?
I'm going to probably have to make it like an old church because that's what all the cool architecture was.
they are very nice
There's
buildings.
There's a lot of churches that they were just like, you know what? I'm going to make it nice. I don't know. Maybe a castle. We don't do castles anymore either.
Yeah,
that's another problem I have with this world. Justin, add it to the list.
The U.S. has a severe lack of castles.
I mean, we do have like the 1% should all be building castles. That would at least be architecturally cool because we know they got the money to do it.
Yeah, I would really appreciate some like just near me where I can go. Yeah. Look at that castle
with a moat.
I don't get to live there, but
show
I can
me
just
that castle.
Yeah. The drawbridge comes down so the DoorDash can arrive. I
oh,
mean,
you're
that's what I'm
like
talking about.
A moat and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't do a castle without a moat, Mike. Are you an amateur?
I mean, what is this guy? Not heard of a castle?
I've never heard of a castle.
Sometimes they're up on a mountain.
Hey, Jason, what's in the moat?
Alligators
Thank
and water.
Thank you yeah. very much.
I'm aware of what is in the moat.
I'm not sure you were.
I'm going to medieval times.
The moat is where I clean myself, by the way.
Oh, perfect.
Although that's dangerous. All right. Spitty City from Patreon. To keep someone from getting to you, would you rather there was a mountain high enough or a valley low enough or a river wide enough?
Oh, that's clever. I see what they did.
Okay. What is?
A mountain high enough, okay. A valley low enough,
mm-hmm.
or a river. I'm going to take the river.
Now, someone explained to me the benefits of a valley being too
low. There's no benefits there. Other than the fact that would they also have to go up the other side of the valley?
Well, that's
hence making it a reverse mountain.
Yeah, it's just an upside down mountain.
It is an upside down mountain.
But it's actually way worse because on the mountain, if you know, I presume I'm up at the top.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
So you have the high ground.
Yeah.
Vatican.
So they got to go up. But on the valley, you got to go down and up. It's twice as far.
Well, yeah. I assumed on the mountain you're on the other side of the mountain.
Well,
and
then
they
you
have to go
up
and down. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
They're going to get more sunburn on the climbing of the mountain.
Yeah, that UV will get
if that helps.
We learned about that.
So my enemy will eventually die of skin cancer 20 years down the line.
See, I wanted to take the mountain so that I would live upon it.
Yeah.
But you're telling me this is just
the high
in
ground
the
would
way.
Be nice, yeah.
Well, I mean, a river is it's a moat. Like, this is getting you guys what
the
you
river
want.
Wide enough is uncrossable.
That's
I don't think you can get across the river.
Well, if they have a boat.
Well, okay.
I think they're doing it just with ease.
I didn't know they got a boat, man. What do they get, like a helicopter for the mountain too?
Well, if the mountain's high enough, the helicopter won't work. Air's too thin.
River wide enough is my final answer.
Now
I think they're drowning.
So let's set the rules. It's just a person. It's using their physical limitations.
Yeah, it's like basically, Mike, if I said, I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
And then this moment, you take off. I count to like, I don't know, 100?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I come after you, there's either a river wide enough, a mountain high enough, or a valley low enough.
The valley's out.
The valley's just...
It's out.
Plus, they can get down one side of the valley just like...
Pretty easy. They just
easy.
Roll.
Yeah.
Whee!
Just
do
right.
somersaults?
No, not somersaults. They're lying
the
sideways.
The way you
remember you did when you were a kid and you roll down a hill?
Boy, the funny thing
it's
about
big
that...
big valley, though.
As a kid, rolling down a grassy hill. That's fun, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The idea of you making me do that right now, the level of disorientation I would have at the bottom of that hill and injuries.
And your allergies. You'd just be wrecked.
You would just be sneezing.
Yeah,
man,
it's got to
be. Being a kid was cool.
It's got to be the river.
That's
I agree
final.
With you. If it's just a person, like you could take as much time to go across a mountain as you know, out other than starvation or whatever, if it takes days, but you can't just take days to cross a river.
No, it's not time.
You
it's
have
like,
to you have to be able to swim and keep swimming or you're just going to drown.
Yeah, with a little current, you're done. By the way, I feel like there was a disproportionate amount of kids' movies that I watched growing up where the main challenge in the movie was some sort of like raging river with a like waterfall at the end of it.
I feel
there's,
like
in movies every river has a waterfall
nearby
in movies.
Nearby.
Yeah, I mean, we grew up near the same time, and I don't remember.
Well, you had cable.
A disproportionate of my amount of my movies
what
having
was that
rivers.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas movie?
The
Out in the Wild?
Man of the House?
It is disappointing.
With Tim Allen?
No. This is really disappointing me, Mike, that you wouldn't remember.
I just gave you a movie.
You gave me a Tim Allen movie.
Wild America.
Thank you.
Ah, okay.
That was one of them. There was a river in that. And Homeward Bound, guess what? Big old river.
Of course, and waterfalls.
What about A River Runs Through It?
Oh, waterfalls.
Well, see, you were watching more advanced movies than I was as a kid.
Also, I looked it up because I needed to know. Geologists and the Oxford English Dictionary report that a mountain is at least 2,000 feet. So
there's some like 1,900-foot hills
that's a hill.
Are feeling all insecure next to their mountain buddies?
Yes. Yeah, they didn't make it up to be a full big boy mountain.
Oh, that's disappointing.
But, I mean, 2,000 feet, that's a lot of climbing.
So you could convert a hill to a mountain
earth
movers?
Yeah, there's the Hugh Grant movie.
What?
The Hugh Grant movie.
There can't be a movie where that was the plot.
There is. It's,
no, there's not.
Yeah,
making a hill a mountain?
Went up a hill, came down a mountain or something like that. I'll look.
That's the name
Owl,
of it?
Owl, look that one. Look up Hugh Grant mountain movie.
It sounds really good.
I saw this one in the movie theater.
You've got to be kidding me.
The Englishman who went up a hill but came down a mountain.
I told you.
That's the name of the movie?
Yes. Mike just fully redeemed the memory.
The name of the movie is the entire plot?
Yes.
That's
how
absurd.
Else are you going to explain a movie where they're trying to turn a hill into a mountain?
One, that shouldn't be a movie. Two, the fact you remember it is incredible. Three, the fact you were in theaters for it is even greater.
Yeah, it was. It turns out it was more like a love story.
Yeah, it turns out.
It was not for
you
me.
Don't say with Hugh Grant.
All right, last question here. Steve from Twitter, would you rather receive $100 for every push-up you do or an automatic $2,200 a day for free?
So
22 push-ups a day?
Yes.
Oh, give me that one.
That's easy.
Yeah.
It's not just like I get do your push-ups right now and that's it.
I could do 22 right now.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be fun, but I could do 22.
Yeah. And then actually are like, hey, I did some push-ups.
And you get stronger.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
the Englishman who went up a hill but came down a mountain.
And so
about a town that wouldn't give up, a man who couldn't get out, and the mountain that brought them together.
Oh, man. Did he bring dirt up this?
Yes.
What?
Come on.
This is the plot of the movie.
He brought
dirt. They I think it's that they have a mountain. I believe it gets downgraded to a hill.
So the
town gets together and they start bringing dirt up to try and raise it up to be a mountain.
That is
I was
the
making
most
a joke.
Insane thing I've ever heard.
This thing not only did it get greenlit, it got finished and was released.
It got greenlit, then it got made, then it got released.
Yes.
Now, think about how stupid the concept of that we arbitrarily as humans say this height is a mountain. There's no truth to it.
I got
we
you.
Make it up. We get to make the rules, bro.
During the days of World War I, a small Welsh town relies on its local mountain as a source of pride. When two English cartographers, Reginald Anson and George Garrard arrived to measure the mountain. They discovered the landmark is 16 feet short of achieving the official mountain classification. Disheartened that their mountain has been deemed a hill, the townsfolk devise a plan to make up those 16 feet. Meanwhile, Anson falls for a local woman.
Just a throwaway at the end. But really, this movie is about
the
growing
mountain.
The hill.
This is the greatest thing I've ever learned in my life.
My goodness. Now, the only thing that would make it better is if this was somehow based upon a true story.
Oh, that part I don't know.
We'll find out soon. In the meantime, we're all doing the push-ups, and we're moving on.
What's the difference between me and you?
All right, you gentlemen, do you have the answer before I ask this question?
Despite the implication in the film and the real-life local legend, the story is Fiction.
So wow. much worse that it's fiction. Somebody, it, if it happened in real life and you read a book and you're like, oh, this boring idea is a good movie, that's one thing.
But here's the thing. It's fiction, but this is a local legend. So, like, this small Welsh town, they're passing this thing around, talking about how back in the day, our great-grandparents, they turned this hill into a mountain.
I might watch this movie tonight. I can't wait. What is the difference between a pub, a tavern, and a saloon?
A pub?
Saloon is easy.
Yeah. Is that the double doors?
It has to have the
swinging doors.
The swinging doors. There's not actually an entrance. Like you can't close down a saloon.
No,
yeah, I've wondered that in the 24/7. There's got to be 24/7, right?
It's 24/7.
Yeah, 100%. There's no
because you
door.
Can just crawl under the bottom. Yes, if you, you lock the
if
door.
You lock the little the swinging gates. Yeah, for sure. Now a pub that's also easy. That's it's across
the
pond.
It's got to be Irish.
It's got to be Irish
or English.
Yeah, any
English can
have
a pub.
Yeah,
European.
It's got to be a European. There's no American pub.
But a tavern, I feel like this is just me. I feel like taverns are darker. I feel like the interior, like you could never go into a tavern and the lights are like fully on.
Yeah, no. Because they're inspired by the candlelit taverns of the original colonies of the U.S.
That's right.
This guy's blowing my mind.
If you go from
the smartest man alive.
If you go from daytime into a tavern, maybe you've experienced that. You can't see.
Yeah.
You walk in and you think.
Because the contrast.
Contrast. Yes. You absolutely, your eyes have not adjusted and you think that you're just in a cave.
I feel like we figured this one out pretty quickly.
Yep.
Now, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you've got double doors and very poor lighting? Can you be both? Can you be
no.
a.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like.
Which
yeah,
one
like
are
a,
you?
A saloon you're doesn't have bright. None of these have bright lighting.
Right.
The tavern's just a touch darker.
Okay. The saloon, like, even if...
It's the cave of drinking establishments.
Yes. But even if over in Europe, they have a pub that has the swinging double... That's a saloon.
Yeah, if it's got the saloon doors...
Yes.
You're walking into a saloon.
Hmm. Wish we had saloons. Another thing we're missing.
You want to know why you wish we had a saloon? Because it's open right now. It doesn't matter.
It's open right now, and the reason we don't have them... You can't keep anything in stock. The theft levels at a saloon, it's incredibly high.
So on this show, I realized, though, I do want to take a train to a town to enter a saloon.
Now you
become a castle.
You could have a saloon car on a train.
Ooh.
Okay, I wasn't following for a second.
Yeah.
But again.
It'll be really loud because there's nothing to block out the sound of the train.
Elon, this is it. This is the next thing. You can call it X-Train or whatever. X train.
Saloon trains?
No, the saloon. The fact that a train can have cabins for different things, that's fine. I'll walk up and down the train and enjoy it. There'll probably be a murder mystery on that train, too.
Certainly.
Because there normally are.
Yes.
All right. What is the difference between a detective and an investigator?
Well, I think it's murder.
The investigator's not part of the murder investigation?
They're investigating, like, fraud.
Yeah, I mean, detectives do investigating. But if you're an investigator, you're not doing a murder.
I feel like, are all detectives across the pond called investigators?
You're saying
no.
In Europe?
No, they had detectives.
They had detectives, too?
Yeah, I
think
believe,
so.
I believe
they have detectives
so.
And constables.
Which would you rather be called?
A detective.
A detective, for sure.
What
I deal with
hat
murder.
What do you wear if you're a detective versus an investigator?
You can wear a fedora if you're a detective, but you have to have a beige full-length trench coat.
If you're a detective.
Yes.
If
that
you're
is
an
a
investigator,
requirement.
You can dress however you want?
Yeah, you can just have a regular jacket.
So
can you wear shorts?
I do not want to be a detective in Arizona.
Correct.
Because it's just so sweaty.
But your skin's protected.
Okay. I'm down with this. What is the difference between hair, fur, and hide? Like a hide.
Not like, and go seek.
Right.
Okay. That would not make sense.
No.
Yeah, like an animal hide, animal hair, animal fur. What's the difference?
Man.
A hide is to me, complete. It's the whole thing. You can't have like a little chunk and say, hey, I've got an animal hide, right? It's got to be the whole... Like, I've got to be able to lay it on the ground and kind of see the shape of the animal.
Yeah, and that means...
Like a bear hide?
And that means that there's skin coming with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for sure. This is... A hide includes
skin. Yeah, you're not,
skin.
It's not a trim. It has to include skin.
Because
yeah.
if you were to pull the fur off the animal without then it's fur.
Yeah.
And if you don't if you don't have the shape of the body with the skin, then it's just fur.
The only question I have there is if you take the like there's fur on the body of an animal, right?
Yes.
But if I trim that off, you're telling me that's still fur on the ground? That doesn't become hair?
No, it remains fur.
Okay, so then what is the difference between fur and hair?
That's what we're here to figure out, Jason.
Is that simply the difference between animals and humans?
Well, animals,
we don't have
we
fur.
Are
we
animals.
Not, we do not have fur, though.
That's what I'm saying.
So we're clearly not animals.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you're reversing it, Mike. It's about whether fur and hair is the only definition between us.
I think, is it just like thickness and coarseness?
Yeah, but if that's true, which I think you might be correct.
Okay.
Then you have fur, Mike, because your hair
I have thicker
is
hair, yeah.
So thick.
I think humans can only have fur in one place, and that's the back.
Okay, yeah, okay, all right. Okay, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Totally same
it's
page.
It's the back. It's the back.
Fur,
if you,
sure.
If you have hair,
fur, sure, yeah.
If you have hair on your back, that is...
That's fur?
But it could be mistaken for fur. Like, because if you were, like, hunched over, someone might think you're an animal.
Now, question. So we have, you know... Dogs have fur, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, because they shed, what do we do for the animals like the poodles and now the crossbreeds? Is that hair? Because that doesn't actually shed.
It does not shed.
Is that poodle hair?
No, that's fur.
Mm.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think it's fur. If you went to someone to trim it, what would they say they're trimming?
The poodle hair? Poodle fur? The coat?
Yeah, the coat.
The coat. We didn't bring coat up.
Well, I think a coat can only be a fur. You can't have a coat of hair, right?
Hair goes on the head, right?
Yeah, yes. I think so.
Yes. I think we failed everybody on this one.
Can you, if it's fur, there are no wigs made of fur, right?
No, they made wigs out of animal hair.
Oh, okay. No. Oh. This is a nightmare.
But we know the hide one, right?
That oh, yeah. In. It's got skin. It's got
it's
skin.
It's got skin. Got skin. Got skin.
I need a real answer to
here,
this
here's
question.
What I, here's what my initial instinct was that fur has to be a certain thickness. I thought it's thickness.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like if you wear a coat of fur, because people do that.
Like.
It's got to be thick enough to keep... I can't say the word. I can't. I'm sorry. I'm Daffy Duck.
Like Cruella de Vil.
Yeah.
Was that a... That was a fur
it's
coat.
It's a fur coat.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I think I'm learning some stuff here about...
Do we have
please.
Some more answers?
I don't
so
have...
So I got bad answers. I got good answers.
We need them both.
Okay, bad answers. Hair can grow on humans or animals. Fur is only present on animals.
Yeah.
So that's stupid.
Wait,
but
wait,
humans
wait.
Are animals.
That, but you know what
no,
it means.
No, they're humans.
But I think the actual reality here is that hair grows and grows and grows and continues to grow.
Oh!
And you need to trim it. Whereas
yes.
fur...
What, does it reach a length and
it
pauses?
It reaches a length and pauses. It can shed or whatever,
that,
but it...
That makes so much sense.
Yeah, it just...
Wait, do I have fur on my arms then?
No, you're...
I don't
oh, because it stops growing.
It
yeah.
does stop growing on my arms.
I
like
think
I,
you
I've
have...
never shaved my arms, and I certainly don't have endless hair for miles.
No, you have furry
oh,
arms.
Oh, great. That sucks.
Yeah.
So that goes into the question of like the long-haired dogs. They're called long-haired dogs.
Oh, yeah. We just, I mean, it's in the name. It's literally there. It's they're not called long fur dogs.
Oh man! But then there's short hair dogs. Oh no, we have solved nothing.
This is the hardest.
Let me put it a different way. Audience, what do you think?
Yeah, let us know what you think in the
let
comments.
Us know in the comments. But we know what hide is
because we can't
wait a
figure
minute.
It out.
Minute Scientific American says on the question, "What is the difference between hair and fur?" There isn't any hair and fur the same
what?
Thing. That's oh, according to Scientific American. That sounds
yeah,
seem
but who
fair.
Are they?
Let us know in the comments. Do we have time for one more before the draft?
Yeah, let's do one more.
What is the difference between shades, curtains, blinds, and shutters? Hey, This one I think we know.
Yeah, of course, because we're human. Shades.
No, it's, I mean, curtains, that's easy.
Curtains are the long fabric that goes over the window. Blinds are only contained within the window, and they can be vertical or horizontal.
Yeah, they've got slats.
Slats.
Yeah, we're going to go with slats, and we're going to leave it there. And then shutters are wooden and open and have the ability, like they're built in, fully wood.
Now here's the problem.
Shades.
What's the difference between a shade and a curtain?
Because you draw your shades.
Yes, but you draw the curtains too.
Yeah, you do
draw
the curtains.
You draw the curtains. I think shades and curtains are the same.
Incorrect. Shades. Two different words.
Is a shade one sheet?
Yes.
Like a big blanket?
Yeah, curtains have two sides.
They come together in the middle.
Right.
And a shade just goes across, and it's one piece.
You're 100% correct. If you were to cut that shade right down the middle, you got curtains.
What do you mean? So curtains, you're saying that a curtain cannot be just one single fabric?
Correct. That's a shade.
Yeah. 100%.
That's at least what we are declaring right now.
Yeah. No, I think we owe it to the audience.
Curtains have Scientific American is saying.
Curtains have a depth?
No, they
like a width, thickness?
Well, I'm confused by your question,
sir.
So let's say a curtain was made of a material like a shirt.
Okay,
that's not a curtain.
No, it is.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with thickness. But
I'm not comprehending this come together thing.
Curtains,
from the middle.
Yeah, they meet in the middle.
Oh, I think that's just that's hogwash.
No, what? That's what curtains
no,
are.
No, that's what a curtain.
What are drapes? For what it's worth,
drapes are curtains. That's.
Drapes or curtains?
Yeah.
Do shades, how close to the ground can they get?
Shade will cover the whole window.
But not go to the ground like curtains. Curtains can go all the way to the ground or close to the ground. Like when you see a movie and then the boyfriend's hiding behind something, what are they hiding behind?
Well, it depends.
Are there one or two?
Is there one or two? Yeah. Is there one on both sides of the window?
Yeah, because then he's hiding behind a curtain.
I don't know if this is accurate, gentlemen.
I'm pretty confident.
I feel real
Scientific
good about
American,
this.
Yeah.
Okay, Scientific American. Let's draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
Today we are drafting the worst animals to be reincarnated as.
Condor.
You're not up.
I know.
I have the 101, which...
Condor?
I mean, I wasn't confident on one of them, and I feel like I'd be hurting myself if I didn't select a condor with the 101.
At this point.
It's on the list already. I'm not going to give that glory to somebody else.
Oh, that is some glory.
And by glory means I will not be coming back as a condor.
Congratulations.
I have just eliminated it from the list.
You can at least fly.
You can at least fly.
You get to fly away from everyone who's calling you hideous.
I mean, not to mention, like, condors also are, what's the name for it? But the kind of creature that just, like, carry on. They just eat the scraps of meat of stuff other people have already killed.
Is it like a vulture?
I think they're like vultures.
I can't think of the word right now.
Vulture's also very ugly, for what it's worth.
This is the first animal I've ever seen that makes a vulture look good. Like, a vulture... A vulture would want to be near a condor. Be
scavengers, maybe?
Yeah, that's
scavenger.
It. Yep.
So, which I think is a pathetic quality of an animal anyway. I think those are the worst animals.
So you're dunking on hyenas then?
Oh, I'm done.
They're
on my list.
They're on my list.
Oh. They're on my list because they're pathetic.
Yeah.
Just go get your own.
I mean, they are. They're just taking the easy street.
They are.
Work smarter, not harder,
the,
man.
The interestingly ugly condor is my pick.
All right. My first pick, I am going to go... Not only when I was looking this up, not only is this creature just a speed that makes no sense due to how slow they are, but they're apparently very dumb as well. So I will take the sloth.
Yeah.
Now I understand you have.
I thought Jason might like that one.
You have an adorable factor because they are incredibly cute, but what makes them move so slow? This is like. The evolutionary rules, like this animal should not have survived.
No. I wonder all the time how this animal exists. If you know, I know cartoons, they have like sloths and they're slow, but when you actually watch a real one, you go, whoa.
It's not a joke.
It's not moving it, but it's at full speed. It is moving right now. It's so slow. How could it ever get away from a predator? It can't.
I don't know.
It's impossible. And it lives in a jungle where there's nothing but predators.
Maybe they can't see it. It just looks,
it's too slow.
It's just like a,
what, like a dinosaur rules.
Yeah.
If you don't move, you can't see it.
Yeah, I mean, if it moves that slow,
it's Drax.
It's just my movements are so slow; they're imperceptible.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're stupid though, so maybe part of the movement problem is just being dumb.
Yeah, I think if they were smarter, they'd be like, "Oh, check this out! Look what I can do!" They have to be able to move fast, right? It's a mental thing.
No, I don't know. You think it's a mental thing?
I 100% think it's a mental thing.
You think that if they just had like some caffeine, they might start sprinting?
I don't think that they're the one animal in the world whose muscles can't work faster. I think that they
You would never
choose.
Be tired as a sloth.
I don't know, man. Have you ever tried
maybe
to
you're
move
always
slowly?
Tired.
Yeah, it takes a lot of activation of those muscles.
The World Wildlife Federation says sloths have an extremely low metabolic rate, so this is which is why they have to move so slow.
Then why aren't they fat?
Well, they're not skinny.
Because they can't eat fast enough,
yeah,
Jason.
That's true. All right, am I up?
You are.
Okay, so my 101 got to me. I can't imagine anything worse than this. And we're not doing insects. So I looked this up because I was like, is this an insect? This is technically an animal. An earthworm.
Okay.
There is no purpose to your existence. You live underground.
I was thinking about it.
In dirt.
But then I thought it wasn't an animal.
Yeah, no, I was just curious. I looked it up. A worm is...
Worms are not classified as an insect?
No, worms...
Oh, because they don't have six legs.
Yeah.
Right? An insect has to have six legs.
I mean, if you looked it up, Scientific American, I'm gonna allow it.
I would still call it a bug.
Yeah, I mean, it's because it's small and nasty and creepy.
If you can step on it and
squish
it.
It's disgusting. But could you imagine that life? Like, what is the life
now,
of
wait,
a worm?
Now, wait, if you cut one in half, do you become two?
I don't think earthworms do that. Maybe.
I'm just thinking like, you could have a friend.
Yeah. You're like, I'm so lonely. Split.
Okay, so I mean, earthworm.
The point of view is you're going through the dirt. You're what, irrigating it? Can't think of the right word.
Irrigating? I don't think it's irrigating.
Aerating?
Yeah. Aerating, thank you.
Welcome. Oh my gosh. Okay.
What?
I just Googled. I just wanted to remember how hideous this is. I'm going to draft the ugliest creature.
Oh no.
On the face of
he
the
He actually jumped back, by
planet.
The way.
I did. I Googled this one word and was terrified. I'm drafting a blobfish.
Yeah. That was my original 101.
It is beyond disgusting. It looks like something from a bad movie, like a low-budget movie that had to create some kind of monster, but they didn't have like a talented person to create it or a big budget, so they just kind of made it out of Play-Doh, and they don't have artistic ability. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Mike, it's back to you. You have a sloth.
I have a sloth. I'm going to follow that up with a jellyfish.
Interesting.
What is a jellyfish even doing? It's just
kind of blowing around.
It floats around.
It has no control over where it goes, right?
No, it can't because it just goes wherever the ocean takes it. Now you release your little tentacles out and hope that a fishy goes into it, and so you eat them. But other than that, you have no control.
So your food
whatsoever
you're at
of
the
your
whim
life.
Of the currents. Your
yes.
movement is the whim of the currents.
Yes.
You are mostly invisible. Imagine meeting a friend jellyfish and then the currents take you apart. You got no way to stick together.
Nope. You can't trade numbers.
You're basically a tree. Like you're lifeless.
A tree doesn't
move. Doesn't blow in the wind.
But it doesn't move.
My point is it
we're talking about
jellyfish you are like trees. See,
you have no control of where you're going. A tree,
it's rooted.
Yeah,
my point.
It's the opposite.
Yes. Okay. One moves, one doesn't, but neither have any control.
One's in the ocean
to move. They don't have the ability.
Yeah.
To,
right.
Like they're just. Well, they're alive. It's
a tree can grow taller.
You don't think a jellyfish grows?
But it doesn't.
I would have gone tumbleweed.
Okay, that's fine. I guess I was thinking just something that is living,
Yeah.
That does nothing.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, okay. That's fine.
It's a bad analogy.
Yeah, it's not great. Trees are respectable.
But what do you expect from a blobfish? Am I right?
But a jellyfish, that's not a good life.
All right, so I have to pick a friend for my condor.
Yes.
This is difficult because I'm trying to think of a combo here. Some animals are ugly, and that's why you'd pick that. You don't want to be them. You don't want to be a blobfish. You don't want to be a condor. Some animals are just pathetic, in my opinion, like a hyena. But I think that...
You say that to a hyena's face. I think you're going to disagree.
No, he'll wait for someone to kill me, and they'll come back and eat some of me. I'm going to go with a mole.
Okay.
Because a mole is like an uglier earthworm in a lot of ways. It's like you're underground the whole time. I don't think they can see.
I believe moles are blind.
I think they're blind. They got like a starfish disgusto nose face. That's to put. Have you looked up a mole, Jason?
I'm looking at it right now. I did not know that their nose did this. This is a demigorgon.
It's like a starfishy looking gross face.
I would have gone on my list was mole rat. You should look up a mole.
Oh, I have that on my list.
The
too.
Naked mole rat.
Yes.
Yeah. But
oh man, talk about a condor, the mole rat.
Yeah.
It's a condor if I've ever seen one.
Oh man, the mole rat is something special.
You know what? I'm gonna go with a rabbit.
A rabbit?
What?
What? You being a rabbit would
be awesome.
No. Listen, yeah,
that would make my list on like animals you want to be reincarnated.
This is why I'm bringing it up.
Okay.
A rabbit. First of all, if you ever known anybody that wants a rabbit for a pet, they're stupid and horrible pets. Second, it's not Bugs Bunny. You're not hopping around all over the place being happy. Here's what you are as a rabbit. You spend your life trying not to get either eaten by predators. You are only prey. No animal is more only prey than a rabbit. You hop around trying not to be eaten by hawks, coyotes, mountain lions, whatever. All you do is get hunted all day long.
This is fair.
And if you're not doing that, you're getting hit by a car. That's the two things that you're doing. You're trying to get across streets. You're not really hopping that much.
And you're eating vegetables.
And you're eating vegetables all day long. Rabbits are overplayed because of cartoons. If they had like Tigger-like jumping ability, if you saw rabbits and they were exactly like they are now, except for they jump 6 feet.
Rabbits can jump super high.
Yeah. Like a jackrabbit?
Are both of you contending that a regular rabbit can jump 6 feet in the air? Because if you show me one...
What's a regular rabbit?
A rabbit cannot jump over me.
How high can a rabbit jump?
I want to know what world you're
living... 4 feet.
Oh, darn.
A 4 foot jump for a tiny little rabbit?
Yeah.
To date, I have seen thousands of rabbits. I've never seen one jump 4 feet.
Oh, it doesn't jump for you? It just doesn't see you and go, "Hey, rabbit, do a jump."
Do a jump.
Never listen.
They're just getting eaten by stuff. I don't want to get eaten by stuff.
When they're
long.
Moving, they can travel up to 45 miles per hour. Rabbits are awesome.
Yeah, rabbits are great.
You want to know what they're doing? They're running into your garden stealing food. They're awesome. They're cute.
This is coming from a movie, right?
This is coming from all the rabbits in my neighborhood
every
night.
What's the rabbit movie?
What,
Peter Rabbit?
Peter Rabbit, right? Yeah, what is our channel doing right now?
We're getting all the animals.
Man. No, I'm going the permanent prey of a rabbit.
That's
because I'm just going to get eaten.
Those are good points.
All right, Mike, you're back.
I will concede that. All right, so I have jellyfish. I have sloth. I am going to go... It makes up for, or not makes up. It joins your not attractive face animals, and I don't really know what they do. I'm gonna go with a turkey.
Mm. Turkeys are disgusting,
and
they taste good. But
and
they're
mean.
They're mean, aggressive, and I don't know what they do.
What's that thing called that they have? They got a gizzard or a...
We've talked about this before.
A snoot?
Is it a snood?
It's a snood.
Is it a... I'm going to look it up.
If you got a snood, I don't want to be you.
Yeah. Don't send it to me.
So we got the snood, we got the waddle, and we got the carnuncles.
The carnuncles?
Wait, no, no, carunkles.
Carunkles.
Carunkles, yeah.
A snood?
Yeah, no snood picks for
me. Dude, turkeys are so gross.
They're gross. That's a good pick. It's a really good pick. All right.
When they're hunting, I get it's a bird, but how do you not look at that face and you're like, ooh, I bet that's a tasty animal.
Oh, man. Condors must be delicious.
Yeah, I was going to say. All right, Jason, your final two picks. You have an earthworm and a blobfish, which I wouldn't want to be either one of those.
Yeah, and so this one is bad in a number of ways. I think they're ugly. I think they're disgusting. They also have terrible PR. Everybody hates them. There's nobody that loves this animal. This is a...
I bet it can jump 6 feet.
You wish. It eats garbage.
It eats garbage?
Okay. And is a monster.
Oh.
Okay.
Lives in sewers. It's a rat.
All right.
I don't want to be a rat. I don't want to be completely hated by the entirety of
it's
the
not
world.
The people have pet rats.
Yeah, we had pet rats.
Yeah. Rats are not hated by the entirety of the
world. I will
world.
Say this. They are 99%. Also nimble. You can go hide wherever you want. You can go kind of be like a... You know, you'd be able to watch anything you want, sneak into anywhere you want.
And like,
but it is a hated animal.
You're the king of the mouse world.
I'm the
right?
bringer of disease.
That's
yes,
true.
You are that.
You're the plague bringer. And yeah. And if you had somebody say, hey, what'd you get reincarnated as? And you're like, a rat. That wouldn't sound so good.
Let me put it this way. At my house, in my neighborhood, we have rabbits around. Bunnies? Mm-hmm. I don't know the difference between a bunny and a rabbit. Whatever we have. And I love them. And they're cute. If I had a rat
right.
at my house, you want to know what I'm doing? I'm not setting out traps for my rabbits. You know, like I'm bringing a company in and I'm going to make sure that these rats die.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, rabbits.
So I guess if a rabbit's hunted, rats are pretty hunted by humans.
Yeah. Okay. So I think the final one would be my final pick. Trying to
that
go.
That would be your final pick.
I'm going to go with an ostrich.
Oh, it's on my list.
You know?
It is very much on my list.
You would be living in a permanent state of...
jealous rage.
Yeah, I am deficient as a... Don't call me a bird.
Yeah.
Don't call me a bird.
I can't fly.
Yeah.
I can't fly. I'm mad. I'm angry.
I put my head in the sand.
I don't, but people think I do.
Well, right.
They apparently do something where they like lay their head down.
Also, they don't live in nice areas. You don't see ostrich out in like the beautiful...
They're not in the forests.
Yeah, they're not in the forests.
Yeah,
they're out in the desert, just near the tumbleweeds.
Do we have time for a quick sidebar?
Sure.
How come nobody's ever released different animals in different places?
Because they don't survive.
Yeah.
You're telling me.
Maybe they did.
This is what I was thinking about. You're telling me if you brought in, I don't know, 600 tigers.
Right.
And you just release them into our north forest country.
Right.
They're surviving.
Oh, they would survive.
You would
but
need a lot
would,
of them.
They would destroy the ecosystem.
Oh, I'm well aware of that.
Yeah,
so that's why
I'm
we
just
don't
saying,
do it.
But it feels
for
like,
science.
Feels like somebody would, like some arch villain or something. Would do it for entertainment value.
Like I feel like I would feel like that would be in a city.
Sure.
If we're talking super villain, he's not releasing it in the jungle.
I mean,
and being like, ha 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 ha.
There's a whole category.
Take this, trees. They're going to scratch your bark.
I mean, there's a whole category of like arsonists that set things on fire on purpose. And nobody's ever like, I don't know, put a bunch of grizzlies in the jungles out in.
I think your examples are difficult because. The first part of
you got to get them.
You got to get hundreds of grizzlies. Yeah. Like, if this was rabbits, and you're like, oh, you know, rabbits, how would you do in the Arctic? Let's go find out.
I'd avoid the Arctic for most of these, but I don't know. All right, Mike, final pick. Sloth, jellyfish, turkey?
Cow.
Oh, that's not bad.
Cow's a good pick.
Like, look, cow, you're here. For two reasons. Number one, maybe you're a milk cow, and then you get to have a terrible life, and we steal your milk, and you're just farty and gross, and you stink. Or
it's worse.
You're raised, and you you say goodbye to your friends and they tell you you're going, you know, to Cow Disneyland. Mm-hmm. And then you're never to be seen again.
That's you are it. Quite delicious.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that.
Now, I mean, if you're reincarnated in some places in the world,
yes,
you're
that is true.
Worshipped.
Yes, yes. There are.
How yes. long does a cow live? If it was to die of natural causes,
it's just never happened. we don't let them.
No one has ever known.
We're still waiting to find
still
out.
Waiting.
15 to 20 years.
And you chew your cud too, right?
Yeah,
that sounds fun.
And you have to. I think you have to like barf it up and then chew it again.
Well, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't make it a cud if you didn't do that.
What is cud?
It's grass.
Yeah, man.
Why don't we call it grass?
because it's your cud, man. They turn it into a cud.
So cow's a good pick. I have condor, mole, rabbit, and I'm going to finish it with
partially digested food returned from the first stomach for more chewing.
So you got double stomachs with the reincarnation.
Yeah, but you have to verp.
Yeah,
and
you
got
to eat
again.
Your verp. You don't want to eat your verp. So it's, cows are always they're
chewing on the verp.
They chew grass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Into one stomach.
Yep.
They vomit it back up.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can chew it more.
Yeah.
And put it in the second stomach?
Yeah, put it in the second stomach.
It's better the second time around.
So it's partial broken down in the first stomach?
I think that's what's going on.
You're a weird cow, Mike.
Yeah.
Condor, mole, rabbit. I'm going to go with skunk.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the skunk.
Look,
I literally am known for smelling horrible.
Yeah.
That's what I am. No one hangs out with me. Well, I'm a skunk.
But you have a weapon.
Yeah, you do.
Like, I thought about putting skunk on my list because it was like, I understand how that's a good pick. But I was just like, if I am the skunk, if that's my ability, would I hate it?
You could become a skunk tomorrow if you wanted to. You can make yourself smell real, real bad. That'd be a cool weapon.
Yeah, but you can't. It's projectile.
You could put that in
how
your
far,
pocket.
How far can a skunk do their spray?
Let's find out.
A lot of Googling on today's
show. If you
show.
Google how far can a skunk do their spray, I'll be interested in the answer.
15 feet.
Good grief.
Accurately.
Oh, yeah.
Is it like a hit a target, like a sniper?
Yeah.
Like there's like Hawkeye the skunk.
It can cause significant eye irritation and even temporary blindness.
To me, it was between the skunk
in the face,
in the face,
and a weasel.
Okay,
because a weasel
they pop.
Yeah, I mean they just sound. It sounds like a terrible thing to be called.
Yeah, we do use it in a derogatory sense.
Oh,
sure. I don't know why people don't like weasels, but
because they're sly, sneaky little scoundrels.
Are they?
Well,
that's what they're known for.
For sure.
Like liars.
Yeah.
You're a weasel.
Gonna weasel your way out of that.
Yeah. Condor, mole, rabbit, skunk, Mike with a sloth, jellyfish, turkey, cow, and Jason with an earthworm, blobfish, rat, ostrich. Any other? I had the elephant seal in there, which is a heck of a condor of an animal.
Mm.
If you want to take a look at that.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll look at that.
I had, let's see, chicken.
Yep.
It's like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a good life.
Mm-hmm.
You just run
steal your eggs or kill you for meat. I mean, it's
a real cow situation.
Yeah. Watch out for crossing that street. I've got a platypus.
Interesting.
Because you never know what you really are.
Yeah.
I'd like to be
just
unique,
confused.
Though.
Yeah. But
do you
just
think
confusing.
They're confused? The platypus
yes.
is
oh,
like,
yeah.
what are
yeah.
all these things I have?
I also had camel. Because part of me thinks it would be okay. cool to be a camel, right? You're like, you can run, you're big. But you live in the desert.
Yeah.
But
you're adapted.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
you're just thinking of heat.
Yeah. I think you would live in the heat, and then best case scenario is you have to give rides.
You gotta give rides. Like,
it just doesn't sound fun.
How many humps do camels have? Like what is the
I think up to
what's
two?
The range?
I
just
think there's
two?
Three.
Are there three humped camels?
I think there's three humped camels.
Are those dual so two people could ride?
Yeah, that's yeah,
this is the sedan version of the camel.
Sedamel.
I think it's nice. Just one or two.
Oh, we don't got the triples, huh?
The a fun fact though about camels that I'd seen the other day, a typical camel can drink 53 gallons of water in 3 minutes.
Oh
so,
my gosh.
So if there's just like a big body of water, they put their face in and they turn into a vacuum and they
that
drink.
Is so much water.
Imagine drinking 53 gallons of water in 3 minutes.
And this is a dumb question. Is the hump actually...
No.
It's not actually water.
No, it's fat.
So
why are they so good in the desert? Where's the water going? just in there.
They can drink it.
How many stomachs does these guys got?
So I Googled about the humps. I wanted to know how many. And there aren't three hump camels. But if you image search a three hump camel and you see one with three humps, you realize there's no way there could ever be a three hump camel. There's not enough space for three humps.
It'd have to be too long.
It's just not a thing, man.
Oh yeah, that looks ridiculous.
No one rides. No one rides on that camel.
What did we learn today?
I learned a lot today.
So many things. I mean, this was the most informative episode we've ever had. I honestly, I'm going to go recency bias here. I learned that cows eat their vomit.
You also learned what condors look like on today's show.
Yeah, as a big learning experience for me.
I learned that we don't know the difference between fur and hair on today's show.
Yeah, it was the condor, and I didn't realize there were so many condor-like animals out there.
Some animals were dealt a bad hand, at least.
Believe it's for cleanliness.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for tuning in. Tell your friends and your family about the podcast. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.